Hallelujah. When the world seems like it's on your shoulder, hallelujah. You pray, you pray, you pray. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, our soul, oh God, and all that is within us. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome. Good morning. Hallelujah. And welcome to Ask in Faith Prayers Conference Call. I am Glow. Hallelujah. And I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Hallelujah. Tell me something good, D. Hill. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, our soul and all that is within us. We bless your name on this morning, oh, God. We give you praise on this morning. Hallelujah. And our theme for this year, hallelujah, is obey. Obey, that's obedience, believe, execute, and yield. Hallelujah. And since January 5th until now and up until February 17th, we will be preparing our hearts. We have started preparing our hearts on January 5th, and we'll go through that until February 17th. Hallelujah. The preparation of the heart for obedience to God is a dynamic and ongoing process. It requires a sincere commitment to humility, faith, love, and reliance on God's word and spirit. By preparing our hearts, believers position themselves to live in accordance with God's will, experiencing the blessings and the fulfillment that comes from a life of obedience. The first week, we were on commitment to God. That's commitment to God. That was our first week. Our second week, hallelujah, which was last week, was repentance toward God. Hallelujah. And this week, we are on prayer. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We are on prayer this week. Hallelujah. And the focus, prayer aligns us with God's will and strengthens our obedience. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O our soul, O God. Prayer aligns us with God's will and strengthens our obedience. Prayer. Prayer is communication with God, having a relationship with our God, talking to Him, praising Him, thanking Him, hallelujah, making our requests known to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We confess our sins in prayer. We adore our God in prayer, and we intercede for others in prayer. The scripture this morning is coming from Matthew 26:40 through 41 from the New King James Version. Then He came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Let us pray. Bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is within us, Heavenly Father. We bless your name on this morning, O God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, O God. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship and adore you. We bow down before you, O God. We exalt you on this morning, O God. We give you the highest praise, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. O God, we say, O God, that you're Elohim, O God, in the name of Jesus, God, the mighty creator, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We say, O God, that you're Elroy-E, hallelujah, the God who sees me, O God, in the name of Jesus. We come humbly before your throne of grace, O God, to lift you up, O God, to exalt you, to magnify you, O God, to tell you, O God, that you're El Shaddai, O God, you're the God Almighty of blessings, O God, in the name of Jesus, your El Olam, in the name of Jesus, the everlasting God, hallelujah, the eternal God, Yahweh, that's who you are, and we say thank you. We say thank you for this day, Adonai, O God, Adonai, O God, our Lord and our Master, O God, we bless your name, God, in the name of Jesus, we exalt you, God, in your name, we praise you, O God. And we say thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, Yahweh, O God. Thank you, Lord and Master, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, that you are our Lord and you are our banner, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, in your name. Before we come asking for anything, oh God, we praise you and thank you for everything, oh God. We exalt your name this morning, oh God, because you are a good, good Father, and we are loved by you, oh God. And we say thank you this morning, oh God, for forgiving us of our sins, oh God, and cleansing us from all unrighteousness, oh God. Making us whole in you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for giving us your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life, O God. We thank you for the promises of God. They are yea and amen, O God. How great is our God in all the earth, O God. Heaven and earth adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. Angels bow before you, O God. What a mighty God we serve, O God, a God that is strong in battle, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we exalt you this morning, oh God. We tell you how good you are, oh God, how marvelous you are in every way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We say how great is our God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, oh God, that you rendered that veil in two, that we may have access to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we could come boldly to your throne of grace, God, where we may obtain mercy, oh God. We could come 24 hours of a day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're always willing, you're always ready, oh God, to hear us, oh God, when we pray, oh God. Hallelujah. And so we say thank you. You never sleep nor slumber, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we give you praise this morning, oh God. We say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we are clothed in our right mind this morning, oh God, that our hearts are pumping the blood warm through our veins, oh God. We thank you that we have no blood clots, oh God, in our bodies, oh God. The blood is flowing smoothly, oh God, going where it's supposed to go, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our lungs, God, are functioning in a way that they're supposed to function, God. We can breathe in, God, oh God, hallelujah. We can breathe out, oh God, in your name. We could hold our breath, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we could let it out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We have the use and the activities of our limbs this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you, oh God, not taking one thing for granted, oh God, but giving you praise for everything, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're worthy of every praise, oh God, every word of worship, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, but belongs to you, God. And so we give you praise this morning. We exalt you this morning, oh God. We come together this morning in your name, touching and agreeing, oh God, believing that you hear us when we pray. Oh God, pray, oh God. Prayer, oh God, is access to you, oh God. Prayer is communication with you, oh God. You hear from us, oh God, and we hear from you, oh God, in your name. We sought you, Lord, oh God, and you heard our prayers. You heard us, oh God, and you answer us, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. And so we say thank you. We say that's why we trust you, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, oh God, every knee will bow, oh God, every tongue will confess, Father, that you are Lord of lords, oh God, to the glory of the Father. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name, oh God, we say thank you, oh God, as we come with our prayer requests this morning. We say thank you. We say thank you, oh God, that we could come, hallelujah, boldly to your throne of grace with our prayer requests, oh God. And we have a prayer request from Elder Leader, hallelujah, who's asking for prayer for the Nobly Cares Foundation. as they travel to Liberia, which is in West Africa. They will be leaving on January 27th, oh God, and they will be there until February 12th, oh God. She asks, oh God, that we pray that there's no side effects, oh God, from the vaccines that they must take, oh God, to stay healthy, oh God, until they go, Father. They would like to stay healthy until they go, oh God. She's asking for traveling mercies, oh God, smooth travel for the 16 hours that they'll be on the plane, oh God, going there and coming back, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. She asks, oh Father, in your name, that you would be glorified, hallelujah, through the work you have for them to do while they're there, oh God, in your name. She prayed that no sickness will come upon them, oh God, when they get back, oh God, home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. She says, Lord God, may their lives, oh God, be forever change, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for the work that they're doing, oh God, in your name, how they're changing lives, oh God, by your grace and your mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for Elder Leader, oh God, and the Nobly Care Foundation, oh God. Continue to bless them, Father. Continue to move on their behalf, oh God. Continue to use them for your glory, oh God. Hallelujah. For it's all for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, we bless you, and we glorify you, God. In your name, Rev D asks that we pray for Mother Haskett, who's 94 years old. She fell and is in the hospital, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Mother Haskett, oh God. We pray for her life, and we thank you for long life, God. We thank you, 94 years old. We say thank you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, our children, oh God, are not even making it to 16 these days, oh God. So we thank you for longevity, oh God. We thank you for keeping her, oh God. That will be done in her body, oh God. We pray no broken bones, oh God. We pray that all is well with Mother Haskett, oh God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. We pray that this is just observation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And that all is well with Mother Haskett, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray, oh God, that name that is above every name, oh God, in your name. Rev also asks that we pray for the Cosmopolitan Church campaign, oh God. God, that you will meet the financial need, oh God. You know what Cosmopolitan Church stands in need of, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you promised, oh God, that you would meet our need, oh God, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, oh God, in your name. So we pray that this campaign will be successful, oh God, that they will get everything that they're asking for, oh God, that they may be able to move forward, oh God, in everything that they have to do, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. And it will be to God be the glory, oh God, for the great things, hallelujah, he has done, oh God, he is doing, oh God, and he will continue to do, oh God. They'll say, oh God, if it had not been for Jesus, hallelujah, who is on our side, oh God, this would not be possible, oh God. So we thank you in advance for what you're going to do for Cosmopolitan Church, oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh God. Rev would like us to also, oh God, pray for all those who ministered on yesterday, oh God. And she's asking, Father, in your name, that you would bless her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So everyone, oh God, who ministered on yesterday, oh God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you gave them a word, oh God, to give to your people so that we may have something to carry with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus throughout the week, oh God, a word that we can hold on to, oh God, hallelujah, because we know that your word will not return unto you void, oh God, but it accomplished that which you set it out to do, oh God. So we thank you for every pastor, every minister, every leader, oh God, who spoke on yesterday, oh God, and we ask, oh God, for Rev D, oh God, we ask for a double portion, oh God, of your blessing, oh God, in your name. She spoke twice on yesterday, today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue, oh God, to fill her up, oh God, till she overflows, oh God, in your name. She wants to walk worthy of you, Jesus. She wants to fully please you, oh God. She wants to be fruitful in your sight, oh God, in your name. She wants to increase in your knowledge, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So give her everything, oh God, that she stand in need of, oh God. Meet her heart's desires, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for her, and we say thank you, oh God, for her and Beloved Ministries and everything that she's doing, oh God, with her team, oh God. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, oh God, and we say thank you, because we know that you're a good, good Father, oh God, and you'll do it for her, and you'll do it for every pastor, oh God. Every leader, every minister, oh God, every elder, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you in advance, oh God. You've already worked it out, oh God. While we're trying to figure it out, oh God, you've already worked it out, Father. And so we say thank you, oh God. All we have to do is pray, 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 oh God, in your name. Pray, praise, oh God, in your name. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. In your name, our Rev Laura, oh God, asks for prayers for Angie Mattermick. Hallelujah. Angie Mattermick. Hallelujah. Pray I'm saying her name right, oh God, who was rushed to the hospital with a weak heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you know all about Angie, oh God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. You know the numbers of hairs on her head, oh God. You created that heart that's in her body, oh God. So we pray, oh God, that the heart would be strengthened, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, in your name, for every test that's done on a heart, oh God, in your name, that she would have a good report, Father, a good report, oh God, in your name. We pray, oh God, that Angie is not worrying, oh God, but she's casting every care on you, oh God, because you care for her, oh God. Philippians 4:6-7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus, oh God. So we thank you for guarding Angie's heart and mind through Christ Jesus. We thank you for giving her what she stands in need of, oh God. We thank you for every doctor and every nurse that's in the hospital with her, oh God, in your name, we bless your name, God, in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you for Angie, Father, in your name. We love you, we glorify you, and we magnify you, oh God. And Rev Laura has a praise report, hallelujah, praise report, oh God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. She said her sister Lisa was rushed to the ER for chest pains, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but the doctor didn't find any blockage, oh God. So we say thank you, hallelujah, no blockage. Blockage, oh God. We say thank you that the heart, her chest, and everything is working and functioning the way that it's supposed to function in the name of Jesus. Whatever caused those chest pains, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you that it had nothing to do with the heart, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that Lisa isn't anxious either, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that Lisa will relax. Oh God, in your name, every burden, every care, every concern, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus, that she would cast it on you, oh God. We pray that that's not from any results of anxiety, oh God, but that she would praise you all the way through, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that she would lift you up, oh God, that she would magnify your name, oh God, and just thank you, oh God, that there were no blockage, oh God. So we say hallelujah in the name of Jesus. You are a good, good Father, oh God, and we are loved by you. We are loved by you. So we're grateful, we're thankful, we're honored, and we are blessed to be called yours, oh God. Thank you for everything this morning. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Hallelujah and amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have Jesus, you know every need that's needed on this line, oh, God, and we thank you for meeting that need, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us this morning, oh God. Remember to join our beloved ministries for their worship service every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Hallelujah, where we believe, hallelujah, we grow, serve, and go in Jesus' name, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, and meet us here every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m., where we come asking, seeking, and knocking, believing that you hear us, oh God, when we pray. So we say thank you, hallelujah, and remember, hallelujah, every from Monday through Friday at 7:45 a.m., Beloved Ministries is on. Oh, God, you can go to our website, belovedministriesny.com, for all our events. Everything that you need to know about Beloved Ministries is on our website. Hallelujah. Meet us this morning for Tell Me Something Good at 7:45 a.m. We love you. Hallelujah. But none of us can love you more than the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We say thank you. I'm going to unmute the line so that we could say good morning to one another. Amen.